So coming in next, I believe, is Scott Hansen, the coach of the Eskimos, before we bring the Knights in. A long meeting over there for them. They have an early start tomorrow. Scott, again, couldn't score, but sometimes you just don't need to when you've got an overwhelming pitcher, and Lenny was certainly on, wasn't he?
I expected 1-0, 2-1, 3-2, absolutely, today. So, you know, the big one, though, before we get to Lenny, which I could talk all night about that outing. You know, we've talked about the other teams we played during the year, the Southgate team, whatever. You know, Chase with a two-strike dribbler down the line that, you know, gets misplayed, that and that ends up being a run. And so that's – it sounds like such a little thing, but that's, you know, some of the things we haven't done. And just that Chase put that ball in play and made something happen there was huge. Defense, Eli Gardner. I moved Eli Gardner to third. About a week and a half ago. I don't think he's played there since he was like 10 or 12. I didn't tell him the day of when I moved him. And yeah, I think I probably should have had him there all year. So he's pretty darn good over there. So that's on me for sure. I don't know. I didn't see that the stats. I didn't watch him as the game was going on. But you just saw probably one of the better pitching performances. It reminded me of his no-hitter against Kingsford last year here in the districts. And, you know, you hit the nail on the head, Jack. You know, I've pitched him against – if you look at Lenny's stats and, you know, his postseason awards and stuff like that aren't going to be great because I pitched him against the best teams. And, you know, I could have just thrown him against UP teams and you'd all be saying, you know, Lennox Peacock is one of the best pitchers in the UP. If you looked at his stats, you wouldn't say that. But, you know, based on what you saw today, he's as good as anybody out there. And he pitched an absolute gem. So, and honestly, you know, between him and McCaden, I kind of let him call almost everything today. So, you know, they were calling their own game, which I thought was pretty impressive, too.
And Ordy pitched well for them
too. Oh my gosh! Wow. Yeah, that's a nice team. They're I always I get along really well with Tony in Norway, and I'm always pulling for Norway. And when they get to postseason, and we've played some amazing games here the last couple of years with Norway. Last year's was memorable, and Jared's senior year up at Norway was about as good as it gets. And you know, we're fortunate we have a good relationship with them, and I'm glad they're willing to come over and play us.
All right, give your shout outs before the Knights come in for their
shout out. My wife and son, they're on their way to North Carolina for summer ball. So they, Jared and Donna.
Well, they took 2 days off from CMU. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they had an 18-hour drive. so shout out to them. Hopefully they're listening on the trip. You know what? Shout out to just the kids for hanging in there. And you know what? We've had our ups and downs, but you know, I think this is a game today that could propel us in the future into the districts. And you know, definitely, hopefully we can keep some momentum from this. But anyway, thanks for being here, and moving on. Like I said, we could play Dude Play next Tuesday. We have a doubleheader with Superior Central as it's kind of a tune-up game.
I'll see you in Sheboygan.
All right, thanks, Jack.
Okay, Scott Hansen, the manager of the Eskimos.